Hello and welcome back to my podcast, To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson. That's me. And in this episode, we have the lovely Lisa Forestall recording from far distance all the way over in Duluth, Minnesota, which is only like 70 miles away, so not that far, but it seems so far. And of course, joined with Amy Leanne, who's sitting next to me in this episode. And we talk about adulting. We talk about accountability. We try to talk a little bit about like personal growth, but it kind of comes out very organically. And excuse Lisa every now and then as she needs to be dismissed for fixing little tiny issues going on with her dogs and children and such. Other than that, enjoy this episode. Yay!
How are you doing?
I am okay. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for joining myself and Amy this evening, Lisa. Amy's here too.
Hi. Hello.
What an unexpected surprise.
Oh, God.
I love it. I love surprises.
Oh, and you've got like a farm of dogs barking.
Yeah, my dog, ever since he got fixed, he's been acting like a psycho because our female dog went into heat the day after he got fixed. And apparently, getting fixed doesn't stop you from being able to have sex when you're a dog. So he hit 2 home runs after he got fixed. I can't make it up. I can't make it up.
So this is the part of the show where we kind of talk about what's going on in our world, and we just passed over Thanksgiving. So Lisa, how was your quarantine's giving?
It was good. I cooked my first turkey, and I cooked it breast down, which I guess is not the right way to do it. So little popper thing that was supposed to tell me it was done was on the wrong end.
Well, I cooked a turkey for the first time this year too, but I did a turkey breast in an Instant Pot.
Oh, it was so good.
Troy decided that we needed a 20-pound turkey for 4 people.
You know, you've got the leftovers to boot now.
Yeah, for like the rest of my life.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got 2 kids homeschooling, so I mean, feeding them lunch has to be a pretty.
Yeah, that'll last you 3 days.
That's true. And actually, Troy eats turkey more than anybody. He's weird. I don't know. He just likes cold turkey sandwiches with mayo. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, not mayo. I like it just with butter or mustard.
Yeah, I like the mustard. And I don't like it reheated because it gets all rubbery.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand reheating it a little bit. Like, I reheated some today to have a hot, open-faced hot turkey sandwich.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Yeah.
Can either of you explain to me why once you refrigerate turkey, it stinks? Like, makes me want to.
I don't know, but for some reason, I guess I look past the stink and I just look at that bowl of turkey and I'm like,
is that what people
get in my belly? When
just because it stinks doesn't mean I won't put my face in it.
That's true, right?
Oh, yep, I said it.
Amy said it.
What?
Said what?
I don't know.
Oh, I said just because it stinks doesn't mean I won't put my face in it.
And that's what I said. That's what you said.
Oh. Great.
You can. We got a lot of that's what she said jokes that just come out of nowhere.
Boom.
But. You know, it's funny because Amy's son tonight asked me my thoughts on if I think American Pie is funny, and I kind of lied to him because, of course, American Pie is funny.
Everything is about American Pie is hilarious. Eugene Levy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Eugene Levy.
The bumbling father.
I love how straight-faced he can be. Like, have you ever actually seen that man smile?
He's fun. He's just, I mean.
I know, but like the characters he plays.
Oh, but
like he is just.
But have you seen his delicious son?
Yes, but I'm just saying I appreciate his acting skills, how he's able to keep a straight face in his ridiculously small role.
Hold on a second. I got to step away for just a second. Hang on.
Okay.
Fight Club!
Well, you don't talk about Dog Fight Club. We're going to listen to this? This is great for the episode.
I want to eavesdrop. Like, is anyone else's family as crazy as my voice?
Oh, I know. It's like, but you're only going to hear the echoes of, like, what's going on. Like,
watch, give it a few seconds.
I'm kind of hoping Lisa...
Like, oh, Mom, don't hit me!
I'm kind of hoping Lisa does not listen to the episode tomorrow. But yeah, no, anyway, so the American Pie, when he asked me that, I lied to him. I mean, but I didn't lie. I just chose to.
I thought it was funny.
I don't think
when
I watched
it when I was younger.
Yes,
but now if I watched it.
And I still appreciate that humor for when it was for the age I was.
Right. But now if I watched it, I'd be like, this is so stupid.
I know. But like, I actually. On HBO Max, I found American Pie Reunion, which came out in, like, 2011.
I haven't watched any of the
Check it out. Oh, it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Sorry
forgot.
About that.
That's okay. We're just kind of still talking about American Pie.
Fabulous.
I just mentioned how I had forgotten that back in 2011, there was American Pie Reunion, where they all got back together for a 10-year class reunion.
Cool. I have not seen that.
Oh, it was so good. It was what you'd expect it to be.
Yeah.
That's all I can really say about it. But it's on HBO Max, so I highly recommend if you have it, check it out. So tonight's episode, I want to talk about personal growth for sure, because I feel like 2020 is the year where you're going to find out how much you've grown. But I also want to talk about accountability. We touch on this a little bit every now and then in episodes, Lisa, because that's a big important for mine and your recovery talk and conversations a lot.
Yes.
My problem with accountability is that I find myself holding myself accountable for actions and behaviors that I know I'm guilty of, or that are part of my, unfortunately, toxic behaviors. But when I hold myself accountable, sometimes I feel like I hang it over.
I'm sorry. My life is so complicated right now.
Sorry. I don't know why it's so funny to me.
There was one little bark there. Did you hear that? I feel like I'm supposed to invite the dogs on.
Right, we should.
I'm like, Lisa, make sure to give me the dogs'
names
for credit.
But we can communicate with them through the Force.
Through the Force. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yes. I'm so happy with what's going on in the Mandalorian.
I know.
Not to give too many spoilers away,
oh,
but it's freaking
man.
Amazing.
If you don't watch The Mandalorian, then you should be watching The Mandalorian. And if you still feel like you shouldn't be watching The Mandalorian, then get the fuck out of America.
Wow, well, that escalated. And here's the first escalation from Amy Leanne in the episode tonight. The first escalation is, dude, we're going to just deport you. If you're not going to watch the show, get the fuck out.
Does anybody have a Valium?
Do you need one for you or Chomper?
Me.
No.
He attacks Houston because Houston's an asshole and he doesn't trust Houston. Also, our female dog is in heat, and so he's like, that's my bitch.
But yeah, so we were just talking about The Mandalorian. Are you watching The Mandalorian?
Regrettably, I have not started the second season yet.
Okay, but at least you're watching the series. It's still I respect if you haven't started season two yet, especially given the chaos of this year. But just to know that you are in for some great treats.
It's so good.
I love it.
Amy and I just caught up with the most recent episodes tonight, and so it was. Awesome. I'm excited.
It's funny because both of us, like during the show, if anybody would talk, we'd both
shut the fuck up.
At one point, Aaron told me to shut the fuck up, and at one point, I told Aaron to shut the fuck up.
My life.
These episodes, there's so many important little details that if you miss them, you're not going to understand the rest of the episode. One little line can change everything.
Yeah. It's definitely like you're sitting on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Yes. So that's where we were today. But we were talking about accountability, Lisa, and the fact that with my problem with accountability is whenever I hold myself accountable, all of a sudden I have the issue of the other person feels that they're justified and they don't have to hold themselves accountable because suddenly I've taken all the blame and they're totally get to be like, yeah, you were so bad.
I feel like the reason it's so easy for me to hold myself accountable is because if I call myself out, then it takes away the power of anybody else calling me out.
I think that's a good point. However, I don't want to fear that somebody else can call me out. But like we were talking about But we were talking about Mike, why I wanted Mike on the episode tonight, because Mike is like the one person that can call me out on behaviors. Yeah. And we were talking about that when we were doing my hair earlier today. Mike is just that person that like, if I'm acting like a total biatch, he's the first one to be like, hey, yo, Queenie.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first one to call him out if he's being a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is that we both accepted the fact that those are traits of ours that unfortunately are toxic traits that come out every now and then.
But you also appreciate that ability of within your friendship.
Being self-aware of your toxic traits is probably the worst hell of being actually stuck in your own mental illness.
Yes.
Yeah, Lisa, you agree, right?
Okay, say that again.
Okay, so being self-aware of your toxic traits and your mental illness is almost a worse hell than your actual mental illness.
Yeah, like, because you know...
Ignorance is bliss.
Essentially.
But it's not.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it. But Lisa, I'm going to let you talk here in a moment, but she has a point, is the fact that ignorance is bliss, yes, except for the fact that it's hell for so many other people, and once you realize how many have been affected by your toxic traits.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, mm-hmm. Take the stage.
For accountability, I have grown exceptionally in the accountability department because for so many years, I gave no accountability because I was down a very severe rabbit hole of, you know, all for one and one for me, you know? And so when I went away and I had no one else to blame but myself, I learned that taking accountability for one's actions actually prevents a lot of problems. And I've been going through some very, like, I don't know, my brain has been super broken lately. And I know that when I go off the deep end, like, I know that I'm being super unreasonable and super psychotic. And I'm just, like, screaming and yelling. And I can be screaming, like, I know I'm being stupid and psycho. Just leave me alone, you know?
Yep. And
it's just, like, I hate to say it, but they're, like, temper tantrums because I'll just, you know, and taking accountability for that kind of stuff is really, it's still a challenge for me because I want to say, you know, well, it wouldn't have happened if you wouldn't have said this and then you made me feel this way and blah, blah, blah. But I've been learning to not react and not take everything so personally, which helps in the accountability department.
That's a fact. I have the biggest problem where I overthink things, I overanalyze things, and I sometimes interpret things differently than people intend for them to come out because I'm a drama queen. Everything that processes through my brain goes through so many filters to either this can't be right. This person is literally out to get me, because that's pretty much what my life was out to get. And if they're not out to get me, they're definitely not out to help me. They're literally just out to try and help themselves.
I struggle with that as well.
So it's and then I have the same problem where sometimes I'm worried that, like, I'm taking advantage of people, or, you know, I'm taking advantage of somebody else's mental health or something. And it's a struggle for me, because I don't know if I do good deeds to help make it myself feel better, or if I just really want to be a good person.
Hello?
Did
I lose you?
Are you dead?
Not yet.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought I turned my headset off.
But it was perfect, because you overemphasized a dramatic moment, so it was great. It was really good. It really brings something to the episode, like when Lisa is having so many technical trouble things on the other end. It's just like, it's so fantastic, because I really want.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm technologically derpy, and I don't know why.
It's just the fact that you're also recording in a chaotic home. It's cool.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I respect that. No. Like, they just always...
I was gonna say, what do you mean? I live in Nirvana. I'm that baby in the pool.
It's an accountability is a struggle for me a lot of times, because it's also, I feel like for me, it's the only thing that anchors me to make sure that I am part of reality, even when I'm not.
With that, it's like, for me, I've often wondered, you know, over the years, like, am I holding myself accountable because I feel like I need to, or because I want somebody to let it go and like me? Like, what's the integrity behind my accountability?
Yes, thank you. That is a great point and illustration, because I have felt that I talk about imposter syndrome for having this podcast a lot. You know, you've been on that conversation with me, Lisa, about,
like,
imposter syndrome.
You try to be this better person and do good things, or you have these amazing opportunities presented to you.
Or it's
almost like, what? I don't deserve this.
For me, it's more like, yes, that's a fair point right there. Exactly what you just said at the end is, I don't feel like I'm actually a podcaster, that I belong in a community of podcasters. I'm in a lot of chat forums with other podcasters, learning different ways to build an episode and create episodes and create and market a podcast, and, like, make sure to establish something that will market for your audience,
You're just gonna have to edit me out this time. Mute everything that they say. Honestly, I think that cutting his little balls off has turned him into a psycho.
Are you growling at the dog?
No, he's growling at me.
Got it. Oh, because it's very perfect.
Yes, like, he talks. Sometimes I swear to God he speaks English. But him and I are going to have a long talk, and he's going to get a muzzle and a shock collar.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways, for my 900th apology.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's literally, I'll mark it in the episode. I'll make sure that everyone knows that it's chaotic on Lisa's side.
Right.
Well, because it's probably not as chaotic on her side as we are getting it through the audio.
Yeah. My dog sounds like a rabid Rottweiler. He's 11 pounds.
Oh, my God.
He's a dachshund and a miniature pincher.
Oh, my gosh.
He's very small.
I also find accountability the foundation of personal growth. I don't know if I'd be able to see where I was becoming as a human if I wouldn't have acknowledged that I struggle from mental health issues, and that I struggle from a lot of similar problems that I saw my mom have when I was growing up. And I've struggled with that, to be wanting to really go up and just blame my mother for that. But but that's another problem with accountability, is like, it's a catch 22 because there's this part of me that feels like it's her fault. And in a way it is, but in a way it's not. It's just a generational thing that unfortunately I'm going to deal with the same type of insecurities that she does. The need for approval. That's one of my biggest things, is that validation need all the time. Like I need to be validated just for taking a deep breath or something, you know? That's sometimes how I feel. And I'm like, why do I need this constant validation? That's going to be a conversation for another time. But
situational, and, you know, needing validation could come from childhood, could come from high school, you know.
Oh yeah. I'm sure it stems back way, way too far back for me to even find the root, you know?
Right.
What about you, Amy? You had something to say?
I feel like I used to be like that, and I still am sometimes.
To a point, yeah, we all are.
But, like, I don't want to get too preachy, but, I mean, what really helped me was, like, meditating and reading up on, like, spirituality, Buddhism. I read a few Eckhart Tolle books, and, mm-hmm. like, it's changed my outlook on everything.
A couple of girlfriends and I are reading The Four Agreements.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. Everything it says, I'm like, oh, my God.
Mind explosions, like, oh my God, just blew my mind. Mind blowing information that you're like, holy shit, like, what? Like, if you knew this stuff as a child, but like, I don't think we can absorb that information as a child, because at some point you get to this point of, like, in your later teenage years where you're like, okay, I can do this. Clearly, the world's not that tough. Let's get out there. Let's go. And we do it. And we forget that that's why people were grooming you to go to college. That's why people were grooming you to try and aim for a better job, because it's tough. It is tough.
I'm dealing with that with my two teenagers who don't want to do schoolwork.
Yeah.
And, like, my 16-year-old is like, well, just let me drop out and get a GED. And I'm like, dude, at the level that you're at, you wouldn't even be able to pass your GED because you're not paying attention in school. You're not doing your work, and you're 16 years old. I fucking love the shit out of you, and you're an intelligent kid, but, like, you gotta go to school.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I have trouble with my 13-year-old. He is just imaginative. He's got so much ingenuity, and he builds things, and all the, you know, he's so smart, but to actually have him sit down and do his work, you'd think I was chopping off his arms.
Oh,
you know, he just gets so frustrated and so bored, and it's like, well,
in all of the kids' defense, though, like, everybody, schools and teachers teach, like, one way for all these different kids with like, they learn differently.
Yeah.
And we're not teaching how they learn. Like, we're making them learn the way we teach. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like one of my friends posted on Facebook the other day about how they really don't like this Common Core math and everything program, because we didn't learn it in school, so it's different. It's hard to help the kids.
How are we?
But another person commented on it saying, well, I just teach my kids the way we did. It was good enough for us, blah, blah. I love homeschooling, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're going to teach your kid an outdated way like we had, and to put them into a position that you're in right now? Cool. Have fun with that.
Ew. I feel attacked because I can't do, I can't do Common Core math. I can't even really tell you what it is.
Oh, I'm not disrespecting anyone about it. I only know that it's called Common Core math. That's about all I know about it. I don't have children in school. I've only heard this through other friends that have children in school.
Right. Like, I was helping with fractions, and it's like,
Can I also just say it was something, there was this one point that I just really want to make, is that I really hate that I have to have the conversation of saying that I have friends that have children in school. Like, when did we get here?
Not even little kids, like teenagers.
Yeah, I swear we were just teenagers last week, weren't we? Like, weren't we literally waiting for the new Backstreet Boys album or Korn or...
It's
Rammstein.
I loved that album. Shut up.
You know, I loved Rammstein. Oh my God, I used to be like, du hast me. And I'm like, that's about the amount of German I know.
Same. And I took German in high school, so.
But I remember that. But yeah, so, okay, sorry. That was just a sidebar of the fact that we're literally at this point, you two are talking about having to homeschool your children. And I can see from Amy's perspective here how much hell it is for her to have just the one child she has living in her home 24/7 is like her biggest challenge. Like, she's lucky she's got like her mom helping with her oldest child. And then, of course, her ex has her youngest. I'm sorry, I'm speaking for you, but I'm just trying to paint a picture here. Is that, I mean, her one son that she has here full time is legitimately a challenge, but he's a fantastic human being, but he challenges her so much, and she's already going through so much.
Well, and he's like bigger than me, and he's starting to like realize like mom's not as tough.
Yeah
he can overpower. Mom's not as scary.
Yeah, like he's earlier he was flat out telling me no.
Yeah, he was straight
and
up.
And I was like being serious with him, and he just flat out no. Like, motherfucker. Like,
I always tell my
if you're gonna look at me and tell me no, you better be ready to throw hands.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's how I think it should be. Yeah, you might get taller than me, but you're never gonna be bigger than me, and I will knock you sideways. If you get too out of pocket with me, I will knock you into next week.
But you can't do that nowadays, because if you even like shut an eyelash on them and they get a rash, then you're a piece of shit parent. And
right.
I do have to say something, and I want this because, Amy, I see you a lot as a parent, and you sometimes worry that you are. You say that when, like, after your kids go to bed and stuff, you're always like, oh, my God, yeah, I'm just a piece of shit parent. I'm like, I feel so bad for you that you would think that, like, because you let your kids make you think that when, like, because you're a soft human heart person.
My God.
So, of course, make me feel like I'm mean.
I know, you're not mean.
So much. But it's unbelievable how much I can
do. You're mean because you're not letting them do the crap they want to do. And it's your responsibility to not let them get hurt doing that shit. And so, of course, if it's going to make
you mean, Mom.
If it makes you mean, if it makes you mean in their eyes, then they're, unfortunately, they're going to set up themselves for a really rude awakening when they hear later on all the other people that tell them no.
Well, and like, I try to remind them too, dude, I'm a nice mom. I'm pretty fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
So just do what I ask and be respectful. And if you can't do that after I've been so cool, then I feel like I should be able to punch you in the face and not go to prison.
Hey, Lisa.
Amen. Preach.
When we were 13 or 14, can you remember your parents letting you get your septum pierced?
What? No. No.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Amy let her son get his septum pierced. And I'm saying that in a cool way.
I didn't let him.
She did it.
I pierced it for him.
Yeah, she did it. She's trained to pierce. And that's the thing is, she's like, okay, 14 years old, and you're feeling that's part of your personality and stuff like that, and it's one hole that if you want to pull it out later, that's fine, and it's a no harm, no foul, cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how parenting should go. It's like, fine, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
right. Well, and you know, like they say, if your kids don't hate you at some point, then you're not doing a good job at parenting. Like, I've told both
of
mine, I am not your friend.
Today, I was on the phone with my 16-year-old, and she was, I think, trying to just test me, and she's like, well, what would you do if one of your kids said that they were trans, and I was like, well, okay. And she's like, what if they wanted to, like, change their name and, you know, asking all these questions? And I'm like, so what? Like, what difference would it make? You're still the person that I know and love. Like, so what difference would that make to me? And she's like, oh, my God, you are a cool mom. Yeah! Ultimate victory!
Yes! Right there sounds like some personal growth right there. Congratulations.
Awesome. That I realized I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
I've always known I'm a cool mom.
I know you have, but sometimes
and
you let yourself...
These little assholes just fucking make me feel shitty every once in a while.
All of her children have these, like, eyes that when they look at you, if they look like a wounded deer or something after, like...
like Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially her youngest.
He
just has these big eyes and these big chubby cheeks and his lips that once he gives you that sad pouty face that he said, it's like, oh, here you have the world.
And it's just even more precious because he looks just like me.
Yeah,
when
he really
that
does.
Age.
Like, my nephew does that too.
Our baby pictures were like the same child.
Yeah.
And he's a mama's boy. If you ask him, whose boy are you? He'll say me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Except you tried to pull that on him at Friendsgiving dinner the other night, and he was like, he was so shy. He's like, God damn it, Mom.
I swear, every time, like, I ever have told my kids to show off their cuteness, they, like, act like they're too stupid, and they don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Damn it, Mom.
But then when it's just us and we're at home, like, oh, my God, they're just so stinking cute. Like, the other night, Miles, my 7-year-old, crawled into bed, and I was still watching TV, and he's like, Mom, come cuddle me. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
You've still got a couple of them that are still like that, so hold on to those ones.
I don't remember what I was watching on Netflix, but I was into it, and I was like, oh, my God, hell yeah. That's absolutely, here I come.
Yeah. Get to watch your Netflix and snuggle with one of your boys. You do that. Yeah.
My nephew puts himself in timeout.
Wow.
And then he says, I'm just sorry. I'm so sorry.
Big
ass.
Oh, gosh.
I love him. And I'm getting another one. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's some personal growth and some accountability. I want to kind of wrap up this episode with a conversation about my newest obsession that I'm, like, getting really unhealthily obsessed with. You know, Amy.
Do I?
Yes. What can I not stop watching on my phone now?
Oh my God, I can't.
I'm a TikTok junkie now.
And he sends me like a million TikToks the other day, and I'll be in the middle of doing a haircut or something. And so I'm like, oh, he sent me a TikTok. I'll watch it later. I have not watched half of them because I forget to watch them later.
This household also is full of TikTok junkies, except for me. I refuse to download it. I have stood my ground.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, Lisa, I respect you because you would be vulnerable to this curse.
I would, absolutely.
I'm not trying to put you down with that. It's just you would be that those easy chuckles, and you just say, "Okay, I need more."
exactly. I mean,
and now
I'm worse than scrolling hours of my life away through Facebook, though. You know.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like we're moving more to like.
Do you ever wonder if Facebook has some sort of subliminal messages, and that's why we're so hooked?
Oh, for sure.
It's part of the matrix and the brainwashing.
Yeah, don't say any product placement on this episode or anything because all of a sudden we'll all have like somehow
got fluoride in our water.
Now
Skynet is coming. Assimilate.
One of our other episodes, I think our Christmas special episode is going to be conspiracy theories.
Oh, fuck yeah. I better get to be on that one.
It has to be longer than 30 minutes, so.
Well, I mean, to some people, we're living a conspiracy theory right now, you know?
A lot of us are.
I love conspiracy theories.
Me too.
So, yeah, so study up your conspiracy theories, because we're an episode coming up soon will definitely be a conspiracy theory episode. We are also going to do an episode about adulting again. I feel like we always end up talking about adulting in some way, but I really sometimes feel like I was lied to.
Oh, God.
Do you remember when you were little and you're like, I want to do the dishes? And then you grew up and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How the hell did they pull that one off?
Yep. I want to be somebody's submissive wife. And then I became a wife and I was like, fuck this.
The idea of it is limited to a certain amount of time. Like, okay, cool. You think that the life is just going to go into a straight line and it's just going to be basic and routine the rest of it, and that nothing will change. And that's what you're hoping for at the bare minimum, that nothing goes, like, it's just fine. Everything stays pretty, like, normal. All right, I marry this man. All right, I pop out a couple kids. All right, I make dinner for the rest of my life, make sure that that's happening. I go and I make my money if I have a job.
I come back and I pick up
my kid and I bring my kid to a sporting event that they're so.
And I live in the suburbs and I make cupcakes.
And I have to plan for sleepovers and birthday parties. And you have to plan for family trips. And it's like, and everything's just supposed to work out.
I'm part of the PTA.
But nobody says what the actual events are. Like, I didn't know I was going to be living a teen drama most of my adult years. I feel like for the 20s, I was in a CW TV series. Now I'm like, my life is associated to more. I've kind of moved to Showtime.
You know what I've realized though,
or HBO,
it, like recently, is that every single one of us is a fucking shit show. Not a single one of us actually.
Why
have
do you think I always call
together?
People trash? I call everyone trash because they're trash. We're all
just
trash
because our experiences differ from each other. We're all really fucking awesome people, but we're also really shitty people and really fucking broken, and we're all just really fucked up. We all have some
shit we can.
Yes. One thing I want to try at the end of this episode here is I'm trying to get more engagement on our social media platforms, like our Facebook page and our Instagram. And
if you hit 500 followers on this podcast at any point, I don't care how long it takes, then I will post a picture of my titties.
Wow.
For all the viewers.
It just escalated so quickly again, Amy.
Well, we need to be friends. So think about it though. So I just manifested something right there.
Yeah, if we
get
500
followers,
you're going to
see my titties and be like, oh my God, those things breastfed 4 babies.
I'm glad.
And they still look that phenomenal.
I am glad that this
and
podcast
then I'm gonna
is not
get
family
a
friendly.
Centerfold in like a really nice magazine.
Oh,
and I'm
going
to be a model and be like,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, now, that's the question. Did you just sell that for a point to help the podcast or to help you?
Both, because I'm going to bring you up with me.
Oh, beautiful. That's great.
It all works out.
You heard it here first, but the other thing, the more appropriate thing I was going to offer as well, but hers is still on the table. but I want everyone to go to our Facebook page, which is To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson. You can search it. You'll find it. It's cool. It's got a picture of me. And we're going to start conversation starters. And so we're going to start a topic here that I want people to comment on our page
and have
a discussion and let's talk about it. So I really think let's talk about adulting.
We could do like, we could have a viewer who has listened to our podcast have like a 10-minute guest spot too or something.
We'll talk about that later. Let me just host this show and direct this show and you shut up.
I gotta go. I can't be a part of this anymore.
I'm gonna be terrified talking to your hairdresser. I will fuck up your eyebrows.
That is a good point. Like, if we can try and get one of our listeners to become a guest on the podcast for sure. I think it's a great opportunity. But first, I want to start with conversation starters. And so I think let's get when I post this episode, and everyone go to the Facebook page after you hear this part of the episode and go on, and we're going to start a discussion about adulting. How it feels to you. What do you feel? You've heard what we say. Let's hear from you.
And if you would like us to acknowledge your idea, then please leave your social security number and your date of birth.
And at least
first,
one
middle and last name.
And at least one full credit card number.
Yeah. Only then will you be considered.
Yes. Oh man.
But yes, thank you. And do go and follow us on Facebook. Like us, subscribe, share our stuff, get it out there, let other people hear it so we can
and
start
if
the
you
conversation.
Don't, then get the fuck out of America.
She's always about the deporting and the escalation. It just happens. All right. But other than that.
In real life. But
you can't claim to be a patriotic American if you don't subscribe to this podcast.
Okay. Now that she's threatening the listeners, the few we have, let's call this a night. And thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us from all the way on the other side of the state.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I'm always here.
All right, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks again, Amy Leanne.
Bye.
Thank you again for checking out my podcast. To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson. That's me. And thank you to the lovely Lisa and Amy for joining me in this conversation. And I hope you heard it, I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you learned something from it. If you did and you want to be part of our conversation starters, go to my Facebook page, or our Facebook page, I should say, To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson, and join in on the conversation where we're talking about adulting.